This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
High noon in the District of Columbia. You're listening to B. Mitch and Finley on 106.7 The Fan. Nats took 2 out of 3 over the weekend from the Cincinnati Reds. Mm-hmm. And our guy Mark Zuckerman was there for all of it. Zuck, how are you, man? How's life?
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Good, man. How you been?
All right. We had a lot of rain in Cincinnati, and now I see that it followed me back home.
Oh, yeah. I felt bad just seeing the tweets of, like, the constant rain delays and games getting moved around. Still, I would say, you know, Nats took 2 out of 3. They hit pretty well in the 2 wins. They're 3 games under .500, coming home with a little bit of interleague play set up over the next couple of days with Cleveland coming to town. Generally, we'll start big picture. Generally, people got to feel pretty good about what Washington's doing right now.
Yeah, I think if you can step back and look at the bigger picture, absolutely. There's some encouraging stuff going on. And let's remember, they started the year, they had a terrible opening week. They were 1-6. Mm-hmm. So since then, they're 15-13. So you're over .500 since then. And a good number of those losses are games that were lost because of the bullpen. So, you know, obviously it's an important part of the team. You can't just discount that. But if you just stabilize that a bit, and they have in the last 4 days or so, the bullpen has pitched well, I think there's potential here for this to flip a little bit. They're playing very competitive baseball, and it just boils down to a lot of these close games. Can they get that one hit they need to take the lead? Can they get the bullpen to close it out for them? The starting pitching has been very good across the board. They're beating good teams. They have a winning record against teams that are over .500. They've actually struggled some against the lesser teams for whatever reason. So there is stuff to be encouraged by. They're not there yet, obviously, but I feel like these are kind of fine-tuning things. These are little things they need to clean up. They do that, I think they're going to be in position to start winning more games than they lose.
Mark, is that something that we have to focus on? I mean, you said about the bullpen, and you've had some bullpen struggles for some time here. You know, how do they get that to a point where they know they can count on?
Well, the good news, B. Mitch, is as of last night, they no longer have the highest bullpen ERA in baseball. They've surpassed the Angels. They're now 29th instead of 30th. So there you go.
Huzzah! Progress.
No, what's happened is a few things. Kyle Finnegan had his 2 blown saves, but he brushed those off, came back, he's been good. Jorge Lopez, an important guy they signed to be their setup man, he got off to a really bad April. He's had now 5 straight scoreless appearances. Looks more like himself, who he was supposed to be all along. That's important. And then they did make one fairly significant switch during the road trip. They cut ties with Colin Poche, who just never could throw strikes for whatever reason. They DFA'd him, and they signed this guy, Andrew Chafin. Wait till you guys see him. He is straight out of Central Casting. He is Kenny Powers from Eastbound and Down, like in real life. And he has a track record. He's made 600 big league appearances. He's been all over the place over his career. He's only pitched 1 so far, but he faced 2 batters in a big spot the other night in Cincinnati, struck them both out. This is a guy who can help stabilize things. And so all of a sudden, it's looking a little bit better there. Again, they need to do this for more than 4 days. You got to extend this over a longer stretch. But I don't think anybody truly believed they were going to be as bad as they were in that first month. It would be hard to be, you know, have a 7 ERA as a group for for a whole season. So if that just gets to be better, it doesn't have to be great, but just better, I think they start winning some of these closer games.
You know, one thing that's really helped them is, and I don't mean day-to-day, right, because there's obviously good games, bad games, but the starting pitching's been really pretty good. We're talking with our friend Mark Zuckerman, excuse me, from Massad Sports here on the Rude Guest Hotline. Zuck, I mean, Mackenzie Gore, I'm just looking at his wins above replacement. You know, now you get into May, this is like we're actually into the season. Like the results aren't maybe skewed by like one good or bad performance. Is Gore starting to have the kind of games, the type of performances? I mean, obviously the strikeout numbers are significant that everybody kind of had hoped and expected with a player of his caliber.
Yeah, I mean, he leads the league in strikeouts now, and he's doing that while also hardly walking anybody. He finally walked four guys yesterday, and three of them came in the fifth inning when it was just a downpour, and they tried to play through it. And at one point there, prior to that inning, he had a 7-1 strikeout-to-walk ratio for the season. So I looked this up to see, you know, has any Nats ever done that before? The only guy who's ever done it, you know, a qualified starter who pitched a full season, was Max Scherzer. Okay. Now there's a long way to go. It's a little over 1 month, so he has to show he can do this for 6 months. But that tells you just how dominant he's been so far. And while there've been, you know, a couple of those really outstanding games like opening day, to me the more impressive thing is a game like yesterday, when he's pitching well, but he's got some guys on base, and then he has to deal with that downpour in the fifth inning. He's got runners on base. He slips at one point, falls down, and he gets through it. And he ends up going five innings, giving up the one run. That, to me, is the big step that he's taken, where a year ago, that might spiral out of control on him, and all of a sudden he's given up four runs instead. And now he's able to limit the damage and keep it to one. So even on the days when not everything's exactly perfect how you want it to still be that effective, I think that's what is helping him kind of develop into a true ace right now.
Mark, I'm old-fashioned. I still look at ERA and batting average. I know those stats are lame now, but I still look at those. In eight starts, Gore is averaging 13 strikeouts per nine. Now, he's not always getting to nine, depending on how long you know how long he goes. And his ERA is 3.3 through. Zuck, I'll be honest with you. I am more encouraged by Gore than I expected to be. Last year, I thought it was pretty up and down, and I wondered if he would deliver on the hype that had surrounded him. And this year's the first month of the season, 6 weeks, whatever it is, has been so encouraging, I think.
Yeah, no, he has taken that next step. And he's always been touted as the potential ace. But as you said, inconsistency was a huge part of that, that the reason that he hadn't got there yet. And so that's what I'm talking about, these nights, you're not going to have everything working for you every time you take the ball. It'd be great if you can, but you're not always going to have that. So what do you do with those starts when you're not at 100% or the conditions aren't 100%? Can you find a way to still be successful? That's what makes the great ones great. And so far, he's been able to do that, and that allows him to have those numbers you're talking about. And, I mean, again, long way to go, but right now, when you consider what Gore's done, what James Wood is doing, what C.J. Abrams is doing.
Yeah.
That trade's looking okay at the moment, huh?
Well, dude, when do we start to have a real conversation about Jake Irvin and Mitchell Parker? B and I proclaimed Mitchell Parker our guy last year, so we're just kind of riding with him at this point. Yeah. But, like, these dudes are now, over a big period of time, showing that they are legitimate major league starters and maybe, in Parker's case, maybe more.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something...
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and get up to 50% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions may apply.
So they both, I think their biggest strength right now is they are just bulldogs, and they're going to give you six and even seven innings at times and take the ball every fifth day and give you a chance to win. And that's an important thing to have. They may not be number one starters, anything like
that. Right.
But they're guys you have to have in a good rotation, the innings eaters, the workhorses, bulldogs, whatever you want to call that. Now, Parker was great for the first month, and then his last two starts, all of a sudden he's starting to walk guys, and that has been – the number one thing he's avoided since coming up last year. He was pretty down on himself the other night for struggling with that. They're trying to work on some things, figure out what the issue is. I think it's mechanical more than anything else. So he does need to clean that up. But if he can, he is showing that he is a guy who's going to give you a chance. Not always going to be, you know, dazzle you, but you're going to look up at the end of the night and say, man, he went six innings and gave up two or three runs, gave us a chance to win. That's important stuff to have, you know, behind a number one. You need those middle of the rotation guys who can do that.
And as this thing continues, I mean, we talk about the pitching and the bullpen. I'm sorry, B. I try to play it cool, but eventually I just want to get to James Wood.
James Wood, yes, but I mean, he's doing great. But I'm saying Dylan Cruz, what is going on with Dylan?
Here we go.
That one hasn't gone as well as you would hope. Yeah, so far.
But you don't think it's a problem, though?
Well, he is still kind of swinging at a lot of stuff, a lot of slop. Their teams have figured out, you know, they don't throw him a lot of fastballs. He chases pitches out of the zone. So there is that, and that's something he's going to have to figure out. He just went through two slumps. It was 0 for 23 on the road trip. He finally got the hit yesterday, and it was 0 for 22 on the season with runners in scoring position, and he snapped that one with that same hit. So maybe that's a little something to get him going. Yeah, he's still got to figure this out. And I think what everyone keeps cautioning here is he was rushed through the minor leagues. He made it to the big leagues within a year. Mm-hmm. He still has very little overall professional experience. And I know we've been spoiled here by so many prospects over the years who've come up and been gangbusters right away. It doesn't always work that way. It usually doesn't work that way. I think the good news is they're giving him time to figure it out. I don't think they're putting pressure on him. The other thing that I think that stands out about him that's important to note, and I think bodes well in the long run, no matter what he's doing at the plate, he's played outstanding defense, and he runs the bases really well too. And I think that's important to note because, especially for a young player, you can take your troubles from one part of your game to the other part of your game, and he's done a really nice job of separating those things. And I think that shows the, you know, just maturity and overall you know, quality of player that they think he's going to be, is that he's not going to let his offensive struggles affect, you know, the other parts of his game.
Okay.
Is it a – with Cruz, because early on it's early, man, he'll get there. Now we're 6 weeks in, and it seemed like there was like a little bit of a bright spot there, and then there were these slumps again. Is there any sort of timeline where, like, people – get worried, or is it not even this year?
No, I think if he were to do this all year, then you do have some concerns, of course. And would they let him go the whole season, you know, batting under 200 and struggling like that with runners in scoring position? Maybe not. At some point, they would maybe say, okay, it's time to take a break, send them down and work on things. But I don't think they're there yet, obviously. And because you do see glimpses of it that tell you, okay, he does have this ability, clearly. I mean, there's a reason he was so highly touted. You don't just get that kind of reputation and be picked that high in the draft without obviously having the ability and everything else. He probably just needs to settle down a little bit. I'm sure he's feeling it himself. He's an intense competitor. I'm sure he's never struggled to this extent anywhere that he's ever played in his life. And so I think that part of it is maybe even a bigger challenge for him. Just like calm down, trust your instincts, trust your natural abilities. You're going to start to figure this out and you'll be okay. But yeah, there is a point where you do start to worry more. I don't think they're there yet, but it's not an endless rope where they would say, okay, you're going to play all season no matter how it goes.
For sure. How about CJ? Because he's playing really well, and I think
they got a little young nucleus there, man.
Dude, what I think we're all trying to figure out is they're playing pretty good. Davey deserves a lot of credit because they kind of tend to start slow and then start playing really well, and we're seeing that again. But, Zuck, I'll be honest, just as an outsider that wasn't – I don't know, you know, the ins and outs of day-to-day life in the clubhouse. But when CJ got in trouble in Chicago and was at the casino at 8 a.m. and there was a game at 1 that afternoon, and I think they kind of gave him some time off, how important is it that he has started well this year and it seems like there's none of that type of stuff popping up?
Yeah, no, that was huge. And, you know, honestly, all offseason I kept thinking this is the number one storyline with the team. Is he going to come back and be the guy he was supposed to be? And just talking about him as a player, like forget about any off-the-field stuff, but is he going to respond to this whole thing well, come back and play well like he did the first half of last year when he was an all-star? And the answer is yes, he absolutely has. He addressed the issue in spring training. He's done everything right since then. And most importantly, he's come out and played really well for them. And he's on a 10-game hitting streak right now. It's obviously James Woods, their best hitter. But it does feel like when C.J. Abrams is going well, the team goes well. There's something to that. I think it's the reason he bats leadoff for them. You look up his numbers in their wins versus losses or when he was out for a little bit on the IL a little while ago. I think there's a real correlation there that when he's going well, this team goes well. And I do see a more mature, just kind of focused kid who wants to be the player that we saw he was last year in the first half, which is, you know, an all-star, a truly all-around great shortstop in this game. And I think he knows he can be that if he keeps his head on right and, you know, and works at his game and fine-tunes everything.
Well, to that point, what you said earlier about the trade, so of their position players, Abrams and Wood have the highest wins above replacement of everybody. And then of their pitchers, Gore has the highest wins above replacement of everybody. So there definitely are some young pieces there. Are Davey and Rizzo, how's everybody getting along? Like, is anybody frustrated? Do they feel pretty good? Just the overall vibe with them coming back home now. They got the day game on Wednesday. Like, you know, you're far enough into the grind of the season that if there are any chafing or anything, like, it would start to show, right?
Sure, and I think, you know, that first month when you've got the bullpen losing games the way they were, that can lead to some bad stuff, of course. And to their credit, I didn't see any signs of that, and it reminds me of 2019 when obviously that star-studded team was losing games early because of the bullpen, and it could have fractured the clubhouse, and it did not. And it wound up in, you know, glorious fashion in the end. And I think that is a credit to the manager who has done such a good job over the years of keeping everybody together and just focusing on, hey, go 1-0 today and don't worry about any of the other stuff. So there is that. And, you know, they opened that road trip with a crazy game in Philadelphia. They rallied from behind to take the lead, and then Finnegan blew it in the bottom of the ninth. And the mood in the clubhouse that night was about as down as I've seen it in a long time. And I don't mean that in a bad way. I mean it in a good way, because that told me that this team now believes that it should be winning these kind of games, that it's not enough to say, hey, we battled back and, you know, good for us. Like, no, they were in a position to beat a good team on the road. They didn't, and they felt really bad about that. I think you're going to see more of that kind of stuff now. The expectation level has been raised within the clubhouse for sure. They believe they're ready to start winning more games than they lose, and they're slowly creeping towards that mark. But when they do lose a game, it affects them, and I think that's a good thing.
Yeah, it's interesting you say that, because I talked to C.J. Abrams at the red carpet homecoming event. I forget exactly what it's called, but I think you know what I mean, like before opening day. And he said, he's like, yeah, you know, we've heard for a long time that the Nationals are coming. Like, we like to think now that now we're here. And I think when you have young guys with that kind of mindset, that's at least how you want an organization to develop. Now, obviously, there's other factors, but I don't know. It's been fun watching the Curly W's. Mark, we always
appreciate
you making time with us, man.
You got it. Take care, guys.
Bye, buddy.
Mark Zuckerman. Give him a follow at Mark Zuckerman. He is not the dude that started Facebook. Less than an hour from now, seriously, less than an hour from now, we're supposed to get an official NFL draft announcement from the president, the mayor, and the Commander's owner, and it's going to be nuts. I can't wait. We're going to open the phone lines after that. We are going to give away Caps tickets in about 30 minutes.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Knicks Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Knicks, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Knicks Menswear, your friend in style.